Turning to our Pierre-Joseph Proudhon readings from What is Property? And we're still reading the final chapter, after which we'll back up and read a couple of the chapters we did not read yet, because for a variety of reasons, it was a better flow to read the chapter 5 first, with where we happened to be at that time, segueing from Alice and our reading of For Your Own Good. And I hope every week to find that pressure from the pressure of our questions as to what really happened, what really caused the death of Prince, will force some further statement or explanation from them. And until that happens, I'm just going to continue to encourage folk to ask those questions in whatever means you can. The full autopsy reports, the full report from the police investigation, the sequence of events, them flying in this guy, which I'm convinced it was no happenstance, flying in this guy, having him arrive alone with Prince's dead body before the police were even called. There is absolutely no doubt that they fabricated the cause for the official consumption of us. The more we listen to him and learn about him, the less we would be able to be manipulated by, as he says in the Digital Garden, the lies these folk told about him his entire professional life. And no matter how carefully he tried to establish clearly to all of us and reiterated over and over and to everyone he worked with, I do not do drugs of any kind. You cannot work with me if you do. No one ever saw him take any. No one, I'm sure, except an agent. I don't know what happened to it, but I remember right after Arsenio Hall sued, I don't know how to say this woman's name, Sinead O'Connor, who I believe was Prince's girlfriend once, who guaranteed if she lied on Arsenio, for her story to get out there that way, has to be an agent, has to be, absolutely no doubt. And that's all they put around this man. That's all they put around this man, except for the folk they couldn't control, like that he was born with. And maybe even one or two of them. But, you know, not moms and pops, at any rate. I mean, this is the world we got, folk. This is the world we got. They've been planning for fascism, and they can call it totalitarianism. They can call it Plato's dream. They can call it by whatever name. But if we are forced to obey or be blasted with EMF or murdered in some other way, that's fascism. And if we are not allowed access to alternative views, that's fascism. There is no consent of the governed when dissent is eliminated. This is obvious. We got fascism. We need to take this seriously. It isn't just this country. It is a global system of power. Continuing with Proudhon. Well, I just am so grateful to the folk who are getting me through this. Prince, his lyric, his music, his voice, his sensibility, his love, and this very same thing, minus the music, although I bet you Proudhon had some. Pierre-Joseph Proudhon. Proudhon has given us the term moral evil, which I like a lot, because I've been struggling with what to call the enormity of the crimes against humanity that lay at the feet of the global state statesmen like Henry Kissinger. I forgot to mention, you might want to revisit the August, was it 18th show, in which we have his memo about the blasting of the U.S. Embassy in Moscow with electromagnetic force energy. And I'm really hoping we have, in addition to folks pressuring about the circumstances around the murder of Prince, we have folks stepping forward who can whistleblow a bit, if only by their expert knowledge as to what exactly these guys are doing with Nicola's work. More precise information about the delivery of this pain. How exactly is it done? The more knowledgeable we become, the more knowledgeable we become, added to pressure on the state to reveal what it is doing, what it has, the less able they are to continue the practice. The more the state is delegitimized, the more our future is realized, bit by bit. And although when these power guys have to cop to what they're doing, it ain't no more about bit by bit. It's we're in it. It has flipped. And it's going to happen that suddenly, because freedom's going to taste too good to want to go back. And once we know that the state has been clandestinely killing its own citizens, we don't go back. We don't say, oh, well, but no. At that moment, it is we are looking at each other and say, okay, I know how to organize this. I know how to organize that. We'll start local. We'll connect our resources globally. This is going to be fun. All right, so thank you, Proudhon, for giving us moral evil to try to wrap our minds around what these folk have been about. Although, as we learned last week, we need some other folk to fully understand what happened with their thought process. But this is Proudhon's take on that.